listening to the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Now, back to the action from the Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth.
Wrapped up the girls' matchup where the Indians fell shy 49-43, but the men are on the floor getting ready to try and test their luck against a very good Prattville team. To wrap things up from that girls' matchup, Queen Ballard finishing with 10 points on the night. A huge night, though, from Aaliyah Humphrey, who finishes with 16 over the course of that one. She ended up with a total of 12, to finish out the game against the Lions just a little bit ago. Logan Banks also closing out the night with 8 points. Despite a little bit of foul trouble, the Indians never did have anyone have to come out because of it. Meanwhile, Prattville did have Danica Lewis exit, but Keely Mullins had a remarkable performance, especially in that second half. She ended up with 6 made shots from the floor. That's 13, along with 5 more free throws to hit an 18-point total just in the second half. That finishes off her night with 22 total points over the course of that one, and she was the biggest part in that win for the Lions. We now get ready for the boys' matchup, one that we are very interested in seeing how this will go. We've seen these two teams twice now this season. Wetumpka took a loss, that is, to Prattville early on in the season. That one was back at home against this Prattville team. Fell shy of the Lions 68-63 then, but then battled back on November 24th and got a win 57-53 in the second game of that Pelham tournament. And what's most worth noting as well, that win over Prattville, that's what tipped off a now 5-game winning streak for Wetumpka. And I think the big thing going into this is the team that lost to Prattville back in the third game of the season, very different than the team that we're going to see here tonight.
Absolutely, Gavin. Now, both the win and the loss were very close games against the Prattville Lions for the boys, but I agree there. They are going to be a totally different team, you know. Going into the season, they lost to Pike Road and Prattville, and that's because you've got a lot of new players here. You've got Caleb Ballard, who is a brand new player to this team, and that's something you got to work on is team chemistry. These boys, not all of them have played together before, so they've got to work on chemistry, and they have gotten there. One player I'd like to point out in particular would be Chris Robinson. He's a great playmaker, getting the ball down low to Caleb Ballard almost every time, and that is somebody you've got to keep an eye out for tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be a big part of it. John Wingard will be out tonight, actually, against this Prattville team. Wingard, unfortunately, won't be here tonight, but that is because he is in the All-Star game for football. He's got one more time putting on the pads and representing the black and gold down in Mobile. That game is tomorrow at 2 p.m. So, unfortunately, Chandler, despite your analysis there, which I completely agree with typically, he won't be here tonight or tomorrow against Tallahassee, and Wetumpka will have to find a way around that here tonight. Wishing him the best of luck. He's got the All-Star game tomorrow at 2, along with Coach Woods, who will be a linebackers coach in that, and you can actually watch it on Alabama Public Television and PBS, along with the NFHS Network. We're going to take a quick break and then get ready for tip-off of the boys' game when we return on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Certified.
Back now as we are ready in just a few moments for tip-off between the Indians and the Lions. It's time to get into our starting lineups. And for the Indians, I mentioned they will be without John Wingard here tonight. So he will be out of the lineup. That does shake things up just a little bit. Jeremiah Smiley will continue his role as a starter tonight. So will Chris Robinson. And he'll have Caleb Ballard on the floor with him, Andrew Voiles. And instead of John Wingard, the senior center, it will be the sophomore, Tom Studdeth, who will come in. He did have a couple strong showings over the last couple of weeks. As they're going to introduce the Prattville starting lineup here in just a moment. Our starting lineup's brought to you by First Community Bank. As we get ready for tip-off here in just a little bit. Nathaniel Warren will be on the floor for Prattville here tonight. So will Jersey Farbs. As we wait on them to tell us who the starting lineup will be for Prattville. We weren't quite sure going into this one here tonight. Anthony Cowling will be starting in the number 20 tonight along with Noah Powell. And rounding out that starting lineup is Deshaun Hall. Prattville coming into this one with a 5-6 record in 7A. And they're trying to get back on track here and get back to a 500 win percentage. They have kind of struggled a little bit. That has evened things out between the 6A and 7A difference here tonight. Wetumpka on the floor in their black and gold uniforms, the gold stripes going down with gold lettering and the gold numbers on the jerseys. Prattville on the floor as well, wearing all white. They've got red stripes at the bottom and red numbering on the jerseys with the word Lions spelled out on the front. As both teams take to the floor here. Caleb Ballard will be there for the tip-off. He'll be going up against Anthony Cowling. Ballard, a couple inches taller than Cowling here. He'll certainly have the advantage. And he will take advantage of it on the jump ball. He will get it. Wetumpka with possession to start off. Boyles will try and pass to Ballard in the paint. Misfires. It goes out of bounds. A quick turnover from this Indians team.
Despite being a center, Deshaun Hall is actually going to be the one taking this ball up to half court.
Yeah, failed to mention our RE/MAX cornerstone keys to the game, but I'll tell you, it's going to be Deshaun Hall, a guy that Wetumpka has got to find a way to limit as he passes it inside to Jersey Farbs. He drives into the paint, pulls a jumper that is off the mark. A rebound effort from Chris Robinson doesn't quite go his way. It goes out of bounds, and Prattville has possession. We're just under 30 seconds into this one. No score. Nathaniel Warren inbounding for the Lions. Looking for somewhere from the baseline. Finds a man on the far corner. That is Jersey Farbs. Farbs looking for help. Got a screen from Powell. He'll pass over now to Cowan. Nathaniel Warren giving over to Noah Powell now, who passes back to Farbs. A lot of ball movement from this Prattville team. They're pretty good at it. Here is Deshaun Hall. Finally gets it. He's in that near corner trying to find some room to drive, but instead goes back. Nathaniel Warren will have it up top again. Back over to Hall, who draws a foul on his way to drive in.
And although Smiley's going to get called for that foul there against Deshaun Hall, Deshaun Hall is going to have to fear Smiley tonight. Smiley is a great defensive player, and although he's a lot smaller than Hall, Smiley is going to make sure that Hall knows his name real well.
Farbs got the inbound over to Hall, who averages about 20 points a game. A foul is called off the ball here. Or check that. No, it was... No, it was off the ball. Yes, it was against Tom Suddeth there in the post. That's where the foul comes from. 6:57 left in this first quarter. Still no score. We saw a decent bit of offense in the first game between these two, and then a much slower moving and defensive battle in Pelham a couple weeks ago. Indians with it with Chris Robinson. He'll try and drive into the paint. Bounce pass to Suddeth. That goes out of bounds. It was deflected and knocked away. Bradville will have possession again. Big defensive stops from both ends so far. Hall for the Lions. They'll try and pass it, but it's stolen away. Caleb Ballard, coast to coast, went up for the jam, but lost it on his way up. Fortunately for him, a foul was called. May have gotten a little bit of a break there. I don't know that anyone really touched him. I'm saying that they slapped the arm, and that's how the ball came loose. But I'll tell you, he had a full step on someone there. I don't know. Nonetheless, Ballard will take advantage of it. He makes the first free throw and gives Wetumpka the first lead of the night, 1-0, with another free throw coming.
I'm telling you, Gavin, if Ballard got that dunk off, that would have been a little bit embarrassing there for Deshaun Hall.
It would have certainly been a silencer early on. Missed the second free throw. It's 1-0 with 6:30 left in the first quarter. Three from the near corner will miss for Prattville. Nathaniel Warren couldn't make it. Hall went up for a rebound. Had his finger on it, and I thought he stepped out of bounds. They say that, oh boy, that's a bad time to make a bad call there. The refs pointed the wrong way on accident. Deshaun Hall had caught it standing out of bounds, and they said Prattville had possession. Fortunately, he realized his mistake and corrected it. Wetumpka with it now. He all smiles and apologizes. Quickly, though, Prattville retakes possession off a steal. Nathaniel Warren took it. He couldn't make a bucket from under the basket. Wetumpka catches a break there. Chris Robinson now will be able to bring it up. Whistle is blown. Goodness gracious. Chris Robinson there with a mental error. He steps up past the half-court line and then takes a half-step back. And he gets called for a backcourt violation because of it. Indians fans have packed out their side of the visiting student section here tonight. So has Prattville. It's honestly a pretty comparable level of students for each team here tonight. One team was thrilled with the call, the other not so much. Deshaun Hall has it. He'll pass to Powell. And Powell giving over to Dickerson. Dickerson looking. He'll find a man in the near corner who airballs a three. Overshot it there, did Jersey Farbs. Now Voiles passing. It's the far corner, a three-pointer there. Also off the mark by Jeremiah Smiley. Voiles takes a shot at it. He misses as well. Ballard went up for a rebound, but a foul called before that against Caleb Ballard, I believe. Yes. First foul against Ballard. 5:36 left in the quarter now. Still 1-0.
And despite the Lady Indians only playing a zone here, the boys will play a sort of full court press with two of their players, Andrew Voiles and Chris Robinson, playing up for them.
Dickerson tried to get in the post and get something going. He couldn't make the shot. Robinson will drive up, give to Voiles in the near corner. Back to Robinson again. He'll look to drive inside, go up with it, and manages to just get a nice touch on it to put it in. 3-0 Indians. Prattville still looking for its first points of the night. Jersey Farbs will pass to Powell. He gives over now to Dickerson. Now Cowling passing to Hall. Deshaun Hall with it. He'll try and drive in from the right side. A lot of speed there, but he just couldn't get anything to go. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Farbs. And Wetumpka again forcing a stop here. Robinson will inbound with a lot of pressure. He bounced past it there, and it never got inbounds. It bounced past from the baseline, and that is, by rule, a turnover. Another just tough mistake there from his Indians team in the backcourt. Deshaun Hall gets the inbound to Farbs as Prattville has possession once more. 4:40 to go in this first quarter. Cowling has it, lost control of it, and it was poked out of bounds. Prattville still with it.
And as you were saying earlier, Gavin, despite it being Prattville's home stadium, you are going to hear a lot of Indian student section cheers.
travel with it. Still looking for those first points. Dickerson will drive down the baseline from the near side. He manages to roll one in. Now, quickly going back down the court. Wetumpka almost lost it. Gives to Boyles. He'll pull a three. That's off the front iron. Now Prattville looking for something here. Caught in the paint. It's Dickerson who passes out to Farbs. Farbs tried to drive in and had it slapped out of his hand for a moment. Chris Robinson with a great defensive play. Prattville still holding on to it for the moment, though. Jeremiah Smiley will come out. LT Davis will enter for the first time tonight. First substitution for this Indians team with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 3-2. Farbs looking for something in that far corner, covered by Robinson. His pass slapped away by LT Davis, but Prattville holds on to it. Hall has it. He'll pull a three from up top that's off the mark. Rebound by Chris Robinson now. Said his name plenty of times early on. Robinson, he'll pass inside. This is Suddeth in the post, trying to make a play. He'll go up for it. Takes a bounce off the rim and won't go. Ballard with a nice board. Couldn't make it on the first try. Had a chance at it again, and a jump ball is called. Oh, no. Things got heated there after that. Ballard and Deshaun Hall got into each other, and there was a little bit of a shove from Ballard. I think they called him for a tech. Well, maybe. Wetumpka student section currently saying you can't do that, but I...
Yeah, I could have sworn I saw the head ref call a tech on both Ballard and Deshaun Hall there, so...
They're discussing right now. They definitely called a tech on someone. I'm not sure that they know which side they called it against as they continue to have a conversation. Looks like it went against Wetumpka here. Possibly. Double technical. There we go. Well, that solves your problem. You can't decide. You give one to both. Caleb Ballard gets called for it along with Deshaun Hall. Deshaun Hall with two fouls. He was called for a foul on that play as well, mind you. Just a little bit before that. But there was a jump ball actually involved in that. Miller Lombardi will come in for Wetumpka as Caleb Ballard will exit. Off the double technical.
And Lombardi is someone we didn't see last week. He was feeling a little bit under the weather in that Marbury game and didn't get to play, but he's back at it here tonight.
Good to have him back. Barbs has it up top. He'll drive inside, pull a floater that goes. Prattville takes its first lead. 4-3, 2:45 left in this first quarter. Boyles in the backcourt being trapped. He'll give to Robinson, who passes now to Davis. Davis softly passing there to Lombardi. It's stolen away. Here comes Warren trying to drive in, but it is slapped out of bounds. Prattville holds on to it. 2:34 left in the first quarter. Prattville will inbound with Damian Dickerson from the baseline here on the far side. Dickerson bounce passing in, gets it to Powell. Powell now will overhead throw it to Jersey Farbs back up top. Farbs now looking to drive in, thought about shooting. He'll still hook shot one on a contested jumper that misses. Good rebound by Suddeth, giving to Voiles. He'll pass now to Robinson, who sets up a play here. You can hear the student section starting to get into it just a little bit. Boyles has it again. Pass to Robinson in the paint, trying to drive inside. Couldn't make it on the first or the second effort. Got the board again. Gives to Boyles. Now Lombardi in the near corner, looking back at Robinson. Robinson now trapped in that corner. He'll drive in. Give to Suddeth, who loses it. Davis picked it up. Tried to pass it. He tried to get it to Robinson there. But Robinson was a little bit too far ahead of him on the pass, and it goes out of bounds.
just a little all over the place for the Indians there down in the paint and just all around the perimeter in general. Not too sure what happened there, but let's hope they can step it up a little bit.
1:47 left in the first quarter. Dickerson brings it up. Now, crossover move, tried to drive inside. He gets called for a carry instead, though. Got a little too fancy there, and a turnover from Prattville. Robinson inbounding from the near sideline. 1:37 left in the quarter. They'll give to Voiles in this low-scoring opening period. Just 4-3 right now, Prattville with the one-point advantage. Voiles trying to change that as he pulls the three from up top that won't go. Good rebound effort, though, from Smiley. Robinson will drive in. He'll try and float one and cashes it. Robinson gives the Indians a one-point lead again, 5-4. 1:10 left in the first quarter. Dickerson trying to drive in, stumbling, taken away now by Smiley. Gives to Robinson, who has an advantage, pulls a three, and can't connect. Good rebound, though, from Suddeth, but he can't stop his momentum. Gets called for a travel. Timeout called by Prattville here with 56 seconds left in this first quarter. Kind of having to discuss just a little bit is Prattville after that timeout is... They're only down by one, but it's really been a struggle for both of these teams so far. Quite the opposite of what we saw in that first game for the girls. Now we're seeing a very, very defensive battle here in this opening period.
Yeah, the girls kind of lacked on their defense last game. Normally we see a full court press, as I was saying, almost the entire game. But for both teams, for the boys, Prattville and the Indians, they are just head-to-head, toe-to-toe, whatever you want to say. They're going back and forth at it with each other. And a one-point game here is, it's a good game, but higher scoring is something a lot of people are going to want to see.
I think both of these teams will be just fine one way or another as long as their team comes out on top. 56 seconds left in the quarter. Prattville will have possession. And this very defensive affair, at least to start off. The black and gold trying to get the offense going a little bit. They've had a few different turnovers that have really cost them. So they've kind of been unable to take advantage of Prattville's struggles so far. Prattville coming up with Farbs. Farbs spinning back up to the logo here. Looking for somewhere to go. Passing now to Cowling, who gives quickly to Warren. Passing now to Powell, who has a pass stolen away. Boyles, all by himself, goes up and takes a safe layup to give the Indians a three-point advantage. Smart play there from Boyles. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Don't want to waste any chances at buckets here with anything too flashy. Farbs with 20 seconds on the clock. He's covered by Robinson pretty closely as well. He'll pass there to Dickerson. Dickerson, step back, thought about a three, he'll give to Warren. Now back to Dickerson again from the near wing. 5 seconds, driving inside. Foul is called. No shot attempt there. It'll go against Miller Lombardi. I guess maybe they'll call that a shooting attempt. He didn't exactly let go of the ball, but... First free throw. Whims in and out.
And Lombardi was making his presence be known earlier when he got in, having some very aggressive defense there, but played a little too aggressive and paid the cost.
Second free throw, more successful, makes it 7-5 with 5 seconds left. Watumka was getting ready to pull a shot. I think a timeout was called by Coach Thomas because Watumka seemed a little out of it, not quite aware that there was only 4 seconds on the clock. Now 4.1. Voiles will inbound here as they try and get a quick bucket to end the quarter. Robinson driving. 1 second. Pulls it. Got it! What a shot from Chris Robinson. Banks it in. And that puts puts a dagger on this first quarter. 10-5, Indians with the lead off the Robinson buzzer beater. What a play as Wetumpka has the advantage. Good guys on top after the first 8 minutes on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
A slow start to the game, but some fireworks there at the end of the quarter give Wetumpka a 5-point advantage, 10-5 after the first 8 minutes. And it came off that Chris Robinson three-pointer. He banked it in at the buzzer. And so far, he's got 7 of the 10 points for this Indians team. Indians will have it to start the second quarter. Boyles with it, passing to Lombardi. Pulls the three from up top. That just won't connect. Good rebound by Suddeth. The putback attempt is denied, though. And a nice block for Prattville. And block there for the Lions came from Anthony Cowling. Goes out of bounds. Wetumpka will inbound. Boyles from the baseline gives to Robinson. Back to Boyles on that far corner. He'll pass to Smiley up top. Smiley drives in, pulls a long two that misses. Suddeth went for the board. It was slapped out of bounds again, this time off Prattville once more. Anthony Cowling has knocked it out back-to-back times now. And Wetumpka with another opportunity on this possession. Indians looking for an inbound, gets it to Suddeth, who passes back out to Boyles at the top of the key. Passes to Lombardi, who has his first attempt to pass deflected. Finally gets it to Robinson, and he'll give it to Suddeth now under the basket. They kick back out. Reset everything here and start over. Andrew Boyles will direct everybody. We're 40 seconds into this first quarter or second quarter. Prattville has yet to have a possession. Gives it to Suddeth, who goes up. Can't get it off the glass, but he does draw a foul there. Called against Jersey Farbs. Oh, check that. Caden Fleeton.
Took him 4 attempts there, but on that 4th, it'll send him to the free throw line.
It's been a 47-second possession for Wetumpka. Like you said, 4 different shot attempts for this Indians team there. And Suddeth can't connect on the first free throw attempt. Free throw struggles have been a thing for this Indians team, trying to take advantage right here. Second free throw attempt here for Suddeth. This time off the back of the rim again. 0-for-2 from the line there. And it remains a 5-point advantage for the Indians. Jersey Farbs has it. Farbs looking for somewhere to go with it. Lombardi pokes away the pass. Here comes Chris Robinson, who scooped it up. Spin move under the basket and ran out of real estate there. Now Prattville steals it away. Deshaun Hall takes a shove, goes up and lays in the basket. An and one play for the Lions. Jeremiah Smiley called for that foul. Hall with the and one free throw and can't get it.
And I guess his teammates either thought he had 2 shots or expected him to make that, because no movement there from the Lions whatsoever.
Lombardi has it. He'll pass inside to Suddeth, who gets it from under the basket. Quick response for the Indians to get back to that 5-point lead. 12-7, 6:30 left in the second quarter. Farbs slowing the pace down. Still from beyond the arc here. He's just trying to get some help. He'll finally give it to Deshaun Hall, who steps back, pulls a long two from up top that misses. Rebound from Cowling, kicks back out. Three-pointer from the far corner, no good either. Prattville thought they were going to get it, the advantage there as it went out of bounds, but it goes in favor of Wetumpka. Last touch by Damian Dickerson there.
And the Indians will send in Jordan Hill, replacing Jeremiah Smiley.
Yeah, that'll take away a little bit of the size for this Indians team, but may add some speed. Chris Robinson looked inside to Suddeth, and it was knocked out of bounds. Wetumpka still holding on to it. 5:52 left in the quarter. Dickerson coming into the game here. Now, Jordan Hill, he'll pass to Miller Lombardi back up top. Chris Robinson giving to Voiles. Voiles looks to Robinson again in the post, trying to drive in. Forgot the basketball for a moment, has to go back and get it. Back up top to Lombardi. Now Miller Lombardi, he'll drive in, try to pass to Suddeth, but he can't hold on to it. Deshaun Hall picks it up. Raffle forces the turnover. Here comes Dickerson. Bounce pass inside. A two-pointer attempt from Powell. Just won't go. Nobody can hit their shots so far. Voiles with it. Crossover move. Drive in. He'll try and hook it with the right hand and makes it. What an effort there.
Real nasty move there by Voiles, putting the defender almost on skates, making a move just a little bit with that jab step, and a very good layup there to finish it off.
Lions with it, trailing by 7. Hall will pull a 3 from the near wing. No good. Good rebound, though. Cowling going back up, and he'll miss, but a foul called again. Another shooting foul against the Indians. This time it goes against Tom Suddeth. Second foul against Suddeth in this first half. Two free throws coming for the Lions. First one from Cowling, no good. Stick around for halftime, our City of Wetumpka halftime show coming up in about 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
And Caleb Beller makes his way back into the game since the first half, taking Miller Lombardi out.
Second free throw was good. It's 14-8 with 4:40 left. In the first half, it is the second quarter here as Jordan Hill will pass to Ballard. Ballard in the post. He'll try and get a jumper that can't go. He'll get his own rebound after a couple deflections, looking for somewhere to pass it to, and it is ripped away. Here come the Lions now, going up for it. Can't make a layup to Dickerson. Now the Indians with a fast break chance. A misfired pass to Andrew Voiles goes out of bounds. Believe it was tipped by the Lions, but maybe not. No, just misfired it.
Jordan Hill saw the look there for Voiles, but throwing it a bit too fast there, and Voiles can't catch up with that one.
Always tough when you have to pass it like that on the run. Lions trailing by 6 now. Hall has it. Deshaun Hall passing to Dickerson, and he'll give to Farbs. Farbs looping around with 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Dickerson now up top. Pass. Farbs thought about a 3. Steps up. Takes a shot from just in front of the free throw line. And again, no good. Here comes Robinson. Wetumpka going to extend the 6-point advantage. Pass inside the paint. This is Suddeth spinning around, going up. Rejected, though, by Cowling. Wetumpka picks it up. Ballard passing. Suddeth pulls the 3 from the far corner. It is money.
And that right there, Gavin, is something you don't see every day, especially out of a high school basketball game.
The big boy can shoot, fellas. Deshaun Hall has it for Prattville. 9-point game in favor of the black and gold. Here comes Farbs. His no-look pass taken away by Jordan Hill. Hill now retreating off the fast break. He'll try and pass it to Voiles. Back to Hill again. Wide open. Pulls a 3 and just off. Ballard fighting for a rebound, still fighting, goes up, can't get it, no foul called. A pass deflected in transition. Hill picks it up, gives to Suddeth, who Euros, goes in, tipped away again by Cowling. Ballard gets a chance at it, he misses as well. Boy, Anthony Cowling has been locking down the paint as here comes Deshaun Hall up for it, and a foul is called. Believe it was called on the floor here. It goes against Jordan Hill.
You know, Gavin, not much you can do there as Jordan Hill. Deshaun Hall, correct me if I'm wrong, is a 6'5 player, and Jordan Hill looks to be almost a foot shorter than him, so not much butt fouling you can do.
6'5", he's got 4 stars according to ESPN in basketball. He's been strong on the football team as well for the Lions. As Prattville looks to inbound, they do get it to Hall. Trying to drive into the paint here. He spins around, goes up, and draws a foul. Doesn't make the lay there, but it's called against Jordan Hill. Back-to-back fouls against Hill, the sophomore. Dickerson inbounding again on what was a foul on the floor. A three-pointer this time from Forbes up top misses. Rebound by Warren. And Prattville resets again. 2:25 left in the first half. Passing over to Forbes. He'll give to Hall at the top of the key. Hall gives to Dickerson. He pulls a three that drops in. And it's 17-11, Wetumpka. Jordan Hill's inbound was deflected there. Got to Robinson, who fires it to Voiles. Indians having to work really hard to get it up court. They finally do. Robinson to Suddeth, trying to drive down the baseline from the near side. He draws a foul on the floor. Whistle blown against Jalen Cromer. Cromer injured just a little bit ago. Called for his first foul. He'll come out. Anthony Cowling will go back in, who has been locking down the paint. Inbound gets into Voiles. He gives to Robinson. Pulls a three from the near corner. And it toilet bowls around and just will not drop.
And that one's going to hurt for Robinson there. You know, you shoot like that, think it's going in, and the goal says otherwise.
17-11 still. 1:40 to play in the half. Deshaun Hall passing over to Warren. Warren gives to Dickerson. He'll hand it now to Farbs, who gives back to Hall once more. Hall driving down the left side of the paint. He'll back away from it, go back up top to Farbs. Farbs eyeing that goal, trying to direct traffic with 1:20 to play. He's backed all the way up near the midcourt line again. He'll try and step up. On that far side, he'll give back to Deshaun Hall. He passes to Dickerson on the near side wing. He'll pull a three now instead, and it casually goes off the rim. Indians quickly get a rebound. Here comes Chris Robinson with 1 minute left in the half. Robinson step back, pulls it from the free throw line, and can't get it to fall.
Questionable
had the rebound.
Questionable shot there from Robinson. Contested by not one, but Deshaun Hall, a second, sitting right there. But, hey, I guess the shooter's going to shoot.
Deshaun Hall there had a moment to take a shot, and he missed the jumper from the elbow of the free throw line. 30 seconds left in the half. Pass to Ballard. A foul is called on the floor. It's against Anthony Cowling there, who got a little bit too aggressive defensively. Jeremiah Smiley will come into the game for the Indians. Tom Suddeth will come out. Suddeth right now with 3 points, or pardon, 5 points on the night.
With Smiley coming in, that takes down even more of the size for these Indians.
Voiles inbounds to Ballard. He'll float one to Jordan Hill. And pass to Robinson. Hill again back to Robinson. They continue to take turns as Robinson directs some traffic. Passes inside to Ballard, who has it stolen away. Stripped by Dickerson. Pass now to Farbs. One-on-one. He'll go up and lay it in. 10 seconds left in the half. Hill floats one out to Smiley. Now 6 seconds. Five. Pass to Ballard. Four. Three. Going up is Ballard, who gets it to go as time expires. 19-13. A late bucket there from Caleb Ballard. Maintains a 6-point advantage for the black and gold. They go into the locker room ahead, 19-13, on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
All right, now Wetumpka leading it 19-13 as we welcome you into the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. And the Indians holding the advantage in what has been a low-scoring affair so far. It was 10-5 after that first quarter, and the Indians managed again to outscore the Lions in back-to-back quarters to give them the 6-point lead, 19-13. And it's been interesting to see so far because both of these teams, they move very quickly, Chandler. They move very quickly, do both of them, but they have both really struggled to actually convert that movement into points. A lot of ball movement, but they end up in turnovers because of some really strong defense from both of these teams.
Yeah, for starters, Chris Robinson had a couple slip-ups, like you were saying. They've struggled to get these points going because of these small slip-ups. Chris Robinson had a backcourt where his heel just hardly went behind it, and that caused one. And he also lost the ball down low, causing another turnover. Secondly, like you were saying, they're just really struggling to get those points up, man. They get the ball down there, they get it down low, and they just can't capitalize off of the miscues of the other teams, nor can they capitalize off of their own miscues getting their own rebounds. And that is something they really got to work on there.
No doubt about that. This Indians team also has really had a tough time in the post, and that's really been the work of Anthony Cowling. It's been interesting to see that battle right now. As you know, we talked about going into this, you're missing John Hudson Winger, who's going to be playing football tomorrow, and because of that, you put Tom Sudduth in there, who absolutely has the size, but he hasn't really been able to do anything against Anthony Cowling in the paint. Now, that doesn't mean Sudduth hasn't had a good night. He's got 5 points right now, including a three-pointer, but Cowling so far really locking down the paint.
Yeah, no, Cowling has definitely made it hard for Tamarion Sudduth to even get down there at all. Cowling has that lockdown defense that you don't expect out of a big man like that, and Sudduth just can't work his way down in there. Now, with the assistance of his fellow teammates, they have worked their way up to have a six-point lead, but if Cowling keeps playing the way he is, this may be a pretty hard game for the Wetumpka Indians.
Wetumpka leading it 19-13 right now as we get ready for the second half here in just a few minutes. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We'll be right back for the second half. It's 19-13. Indians lead it on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
On the road,
just a few moments away from the second half. And as we get there, Chandler, most important thing for this Indians team as they go into the second half to hold on to the lead.
I'm going to just tell you straight up, Gavin, that's going to be offensive efficiency. As we previously spoke on, the Indians have been struggling to get some points up this during the first half, only having 19. Now, if they can get that offensive efficiency up, getting some easy buckets, setting some screenplays, man, that's easily going to get them with a harsh lead against the Prattville Lions, and so they need to make sure they're keeping an eye out on that.
We're just about ready. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification, and then the second half gets underway.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley along with Chandler Ward as we begin the second half. Prattville will inbound to start off the third quarter. It's 19-13. The Indians lead it here on the road, looking to get their second win in a row over Prattville and continue what has been an impressive win streak for this boys team. They've managed to come away with their last six games with victories. Prattville will have it here with Farbs. He'll give over to Deshaun Hall. Hall driving in and stumbling. Whistles are blown. And this time it's going to go in favor of Wetumpka. No foul called there. Or check that. Foul is called. It's a charge against Deshaun Hall. Third foul against Hall here in just the first 12 seconds of this first or second half. Tom Suddeth will have it quickly, and he'll drive inside and lay it in.
And what a layup there from Tom Suddeth. Just going up on two defenders there and showing them that he's not afraid.
21-13 Indians, 30 seconds into this second half. Now a layup effort that draws another foul. This time it was Damian Dickerson who drove in for it.
And Andrew Voiles will be called for his first foul.
Voiles is a tough player for this Indians team. Been able to kind of watch him develop over the years. He's just a hard-nosed player that sometimes it gets him into foul trouble. He hasn't really had that issue here today. He's just the one foul so far as Damian Dickerson knocks in the free throw. It's 21-14 Wetumpka. A pass there from Robinson will go to Smiley. He drives inside the paint, can't make it. Suddeth picks it up, can't draw a foul on his way up, and Prattville manages to get a stop there. Noah Powell gets the board. Here comes Deshaun Hall now. He'll pass to the far corner. Three-pointer that goes for Prattville. Damian Dickerson nails it. It's 21-17. Robinson on the run there, and a whistle blown on the floor. I believe a foul against the Lions. Didn't get a number there on the foul. Goes against Dickerson. Dickerson also able to steal away the inbound. He'll pass it over to Farbs, who's able to lay it in. Quickly cutting it to a two-point game. Timeout called by Coach Thomas. 6:53 left in the third quarter. And Prattville has cut it back down to just 2 points.
The Lions are definitely making a stand here, making their way up the ladder, but the Indians are going to have to do something here. Heat check, whatnot. They need to let the Lions know that they're not done. They were just a little tired.
Lions have been the trailing team for the majority of this. Indians will have possession here. It's 21-19. Chris Robinson will inbound from the far baseline here. He'll give to Ballard. Ballard almost had his pass deflected. Instead, he gets it over to Robinson, gives to Voiles. His three is just off to the left from the near wing. He misses. Here's Farbs with it. He'll back off. Dickerson giving back to Farbs. 6:30 left in the third. Now Deshaun Hall has it. He passes over to Farbs again. Bounce pass back to Dickerson. Everybody just slowly taking a breather here as Prattville holding on to possession for quite a while. Now Deshaun Hall with it. Hall stepping back. He'll fire one into the paint here. Noah Powell has it. Can't go up enough with it and misses. Chris Robinson has it, but is facing a lot of pressure. He floats a pass now to Jordan Hill, who gives right back to Robinson past the midcourt line. Now a look inside. Tom Suddeth in the post going up and can't get anything against Anthony Cowling. Here comes Deshaun Hall. Pass to the far corner. Three ball well overshot and missed. Jordan Hill can't pick it up off the ground. It is taken by Deshaun Hall there, and it was batted out of bounds, but a foul called against Andrew Voiles.
Although a foul, great hustle there by Andrew Voiles, sliding against the floor just to take the ball from Deshaun Hall to keep the Lions from tying the game up here tonight.
Jordan Hill came out of the game. Jeremiah Smiley enters for the Indians. A three-pointer from the near corner will do more than tie it. Damian Dickerson makes it, gives Prattville a one-point lead, 22-21. 5:30 left in the third quarter. Quickly looking for an answer here. Tom Suddeth in the paint. He'll go up for it. Can't find anything, and Deshaun Hall has it.
Props to Dickerson for that three ball there straight in Andrew Voiles' face.
Dickerson drove down, or pardon, that was Hall who drove down. He missed a shot. Now the Indians quickly coming down coast to coast, and they will get a goaltend to go in their favor as Jeremiah Smiley went up for it there, had it batted off the glass. But once it hits that glass and you slap it, that's going to easily be called as a goaltend every time. 5 minutes left in the third. 23-22. Prattville leads. Farbs will pass to Dickerson. From the right side, he'll try and drive down inside. He can't get a bucket to go, but again, a foul is called. A lot more fouls here in the start of this second half. This one goes against Caleb Ballard, his second. Or third, pardon. A one-point advantage for Prattville, looking to extend it as Damian Dickerson will shoot two free throws. Makes the first. Lombardi comes in the place of Caleb Ballard. He's trying to take a moment to deal with the foul troubles. Second free throw from Dickerson, not quite as fortunate. Suddeth with a rebound, but he is pressured. His pass deflected by Farbs out of bounds. Wetumpka still has it. Prattville has done a really good job with his full court pressure. Lombardi gets it to Robinson, who fires down the court to Suddeth. He'll try and drive in from the right side. Couldn't get it on the first effort. Then a pass there to Smiley. He goes in, can't make a floater, but able to pick it back up is Suddeth. He puts it in. Chaotic possession for the Indians, but they managed to come away with points anyway. 25-23. Indians lead it as Prattville drives inside and ties it back up again, 25 each. Deshaun Hall now takes it away, drives in and jams it down. 27-25, Prattville with the lead. Lombardi has it for the Indians. Indians have it. Chris Robinson, he'll try and drive in, gets stopped up, finds a little bit of space there, and just kind of pushes it into the goal and ties it back up again. 27 each now. 3:30 left to play in this third quarter. Deshaun Hall. He'll pass, a three-pointer now from Dickerson. Can't connect. Rebound Robinson. Quickly trying to take off with it. Loses it as it was poked out from behind by Dickerson. Deshaun Hall now will drive in. Tries to go up with the right hand from the right side and can't make it. Battle for the rebound. Sends it out of play in favor of Wetumpka.
A little choppy here for both sides of the court. Not only the Lions, but the Indians are just having a little bit of a rough night here tonight.
Quick pass to Suddeth. Suddeth tries to drive in, draws a foul there, and that is called against Deshaun Hall. And that is a big foul right there. That is four fouls now for the star player. No, check that. They didn't give it to him. Boy, he got lucky there. They gave it to Anthony Cowling instead.
it.
That felt like a little bit of a favor there. Deshaun Hall was all over him, but Cowling was in the area. They put it against him instead. Still tied up after Sutton missed the first free throw. He'll try to give the Indians a one-point lead here if he can make this one. Got it. 28-27, Wetumpka. Farbs for the Lions. Bounce pass to Hall. Hall has some room on the near side. He'll try and drive in. Pass deflected for a moment by Sudduth. Now he finds a man in the paint. And able to put it through is Noah Powell. Lobbing pass there to Chris Robinson. Boy, that was dangerous. Jump ball is called after a tie-up from Deshaun Hall. And Wetumpka gets a mulligan on that inbound. That is a awfully dangerous pass there from Andrew Voiles. Robinson now does get it to Voiles. He lobs it over to Lombardi. Thought about a three. Drives down the baseline from the far side. Gets it to roll around and go through. And give Wetumpka the advantage again. 30-29 Indians. Farbs. Trailing by one are the Lions. On the near wing right now is Farbs. He'll try and drive in. Has it shut down there by Sutton. Kicks back out to Powell. Powell will look to go down the paint. He instead draws a foul on the floor, I believe, against Miller Lombardi. And no, they'll give it to Andrew Voiles. Voiles starting to stack up fouls as well, his third. Four fouls for the Indians here in this quarter. Getting close to the bonus are the Lions. Dickerson gets it in from the baseline to Hall. Now Hall patiently waiting for someone to come open and finds a man. Dickerson pulls a three from the near corner and short arms it, no good. Rebound though by Jersey Farbs. He spins back around, drives down the baseline. Can't get his shot attempt to go either as Lombardi fights for the rebound and gets it. Boyles has it. Wide open man and Jeremiah Smiley goes up. Can't make the lay. There's Sutton for it though, and he drops it in. Had a wide open man there in Smiley. Gave the Indians numbers and gives them two more points.
A great way to just take off of Smiley's mistake there and just to get them those double chance points.
Minute 30 left in the third quarter. 32-29 Indians. Nathaniel Warren for Prattville. He'll pass over to Farbs. Farbs now looks inside to Sean Hall again in the paint. He'll go up for it and just easily taps it off the glass to go through. 32-31 now. Pass to Sutton for the Indians. Wide open Smiley there on the run into the paint and just a slight misfire. He couldn't keep it in play. An Indians turnover there gives Prattville a chance to take the lead again as they trail the Indians 32-31. A minute and 1 second, now just a minute flat to go in this third quarter.
And Andrew Boyles will make his way out as LT Davis makes his way in for the Wetumpka Indians.
Farbs, he'll pass to Dickerson. Dickerson driving from the right side. Bounce pass into the paint there. Farbs tries to go up with it. Couldn't make it on the first attempt. Second chance is much more successful. 33-32, Prattville now. Pass to Sutton. Deflected. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Sutton. And this full court pressure continues to get to the Indians. The passes have just been too slow to get there. And it gives Prattville so much time to go over and get it and knock it out of play. Lions inbounding here. Damian Dickerson gets it. Now Deshaun Hall. Back to Dickerson on the near corner. He drives in, has his layup rejected by Sutton. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians.
And four Indians jumping up there waiting for that ball to go in the air. They are not going to accept that anytime soon.
27 seconds left in the third quarter. Ben Tucker will come in for the first time tonight in the place of Sutton. Bounce pass inside as Hall tries to lay it through. It takes a friendly roll and goes. 35-32, Lions lead it. LT Davis facing pressure. Finds an open man in Ben Tucker. Now he hands to Chris Robinson, driving inside. Can't make the lay on the first effort. Gets his own board. Goes up. Rejected by Cowling. Wetumpka still coming away with it. Here's Tucker in the post. And a foul called on the floor with just under 5 seconds to go. Robinson will inbound here in the final seconds of the third quarter. Multiple substitutions coming for the Indians. Andrew Voiles along with Tom Suddeth, both coming in as LT Davis and Ben Tucker both exit. Voiles from the baseline inbound, floating to Robinson. Robinson back to Voiles. He'll pull a three. That one can't go. Grapple gets the board. Time expires, and that's the end of the third quarter. We've got eight more minutes to go. That quarter won by the Lions. It's 35-32 after quarter number three on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus help make your home buying or selling experience easy. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, the official real estate partner of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Indians led it at the end of each quarter so far up until now. After that third quarter, Prattville has the advantage, 35-32. And Chandler, we just heard it a second ago from Coach Thomas himself talking about the lazy turnovers. That has been Wetumpka's only kryptonite so far as they trail by three.
Yeah, if Wetumpka doesn't step up on those passes, not just bulleting them at each other or just kind of lobbing it to each other, it's going to be a nightmare for them tonight.
Farbs gave to Dickerson, back to Farbs again. Now Deshaun Hall with it for the Lions. Looking to extend what's a three-point lead right now. They find a man in the near corner. Three-pointer from Farbs off the front of the rim. Goes right back to him as now he drives down the baseline, running out of real estate. Pass back up top. A shot attempt there is good from Noah Powell. They called it a three-pointer. I thought his toe was on the line, but I guess they'll give it to him. It's 38-32 after the make. 7:22 left as Wetumpka just turned it over again on the inbound. Multiple turnovers from the backcourt here have really cost this Indians team. Farbs with it again for the Lions. Lot of pushing and shoving there in the paint. That's easily going to get called. Anthony Cowling getting into it with Chris Robinson, and he basically threw Robinson out of the paint. Oh, geez, they called fouls on both of them. Chris Robinson got shoved out of the paint and was called for a foul as Anthony Cowling threw him out of the paint. And a double foul there, one against each team.
I've got to admit, I thought he only called one on Chris Robinson, and I would have been a little confused there. Still a little confused considering Chris Robinson was just trying to get out of it.
He was lined up in the post there just as you normally would be, but I guess that's a little too much here. Farbs with 7 minutes left in the first quarter, the fourth quarter, beg your pardon. He'll drive inside, kick out top. Powell will pull a three from the left side. He misses. Now quickly firing down court. Andrew Boyle spinning, lost control, gives it to Smiley. Now Ballard jamming it down. Absolute flush from Caleb Ballard, and it lights a spark in this Indians team. Jersey Forbes with it again, as Prattville still leads by four, but you can hear crowd starting to get into it for this Indians team as well. He'll pass to Dickerson up top. 6:20 left in this game. Bounce pass inside. Hall had it for a moment. Goes out of play. Last touched by Deshaun Hall. A turnover from this Prattville team as they still lead by four.
Coach Thomas not too happy with the ref saying there should have been a kickball there, but
long pass to Ballard again. He drives in and tries to go up for the lay. Knocked away by Anthony Cowling again. And Wetumpka still having it. They'll inbound from the baseline here. Robinson will float one out top. Smiley pulling a three. Cannot connect on it. Rebound by Deshaun Hall. Hall now, bounce pass into the paint, goes up for a lay, and a nice bucket from Noah Powell. 40-34 now as another lobbing pass there to Caleb Ballard. He tries to save it as it goes out of bounds, gives it right back to Prattville. Farbs pulls a two, that will go, and it's 42-34. Timeout called by Coach Thomas as he is clearly frustrated off another one of those same passes that just is begging for a turnover, essentially. You throw it down the court there because you're facing a little bit of pressure, and nine times out of ten, that's exactly what's going to happen. Prattville takes it away, takes advantage of it as well with two extra points to lead by eight.
Yeah, if the Indians don't kind of step up on those passes there, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse. They have 5 minutes, 45 seconds left to make a difference here. Down by 8 isn't too much, but if you keep playing lazily like that, it's going to mean a lot.
Coach Thomas standing right in front of us trying to communicate how to inbound it here from the baseline, because that has been the entire reason that Prattville has managed to get back in it and even take a lead, is because the Indians have turned it over so many times there from their own backcourt. Trying to come up with something here to just get back into this. They trail by 8 here as Prattville has clearly picked up all the momentum. Still plenty of time left. They just have got to be a little bit more efficient on the inbounding. 5:46 left to go. Wetumpka will get it inbounds. They give it to Robinson, who's having a really fight against this full court press. Boyles now to Ballard. Back to Boyles to Robinson again. Pass to Smiley. We are in the front court now. He'll try and drive in. He'll pull a two that is a low percentage shot, but it is caught by Caleb Ballard on the misfire. He manages to drop it in. 42-36, 5:20 left to play. Deshaun Hall for the Lions. He'll underhand toss it to Farbs, who stands up top being pressured by Boyles. Farbs trying to drive with that right hand. He'll spin around and do it with the left. He passes back out to Powell, who gives it right back to Farbs from beyond the perimeter. Farbs now will drive in again. Tried to step back and look for a shot from the baseline. Couldn't make it. Deshaun Hall is going to be called for a charge. And this time it'll be his fourth foul.
One more foul on the Indians. Indians might just have a good look here. Deshaun Hall is the Lions' best player out there, so it's going to look pretty nice for the Indians if they can get him out.
It would certainly be a benefit, but it's been more than just Hall that's been a problem for this Indians team. It's really just been the defense of this Lions team. Multiple stops from Anthony Cowling, who's managed to multiple times have blocks. Damian Dickerson has stolen it away plenty as well. And Deshaun Hall has been able to help kind of finish off those plays, but Nathaniel Warren, Noah Powell, both have been impact players as well. There's 4:50 left to play now, as it's 42-36. Prattville still leads. Wetumpka will have it coming out of the break here. Indians back on the floor. Prattville taking advantage of every second that they can have here. .450 left. They do get the inbound here. Lobbing pass again. Tom Suttit. They give it over to Smiley. Smiley bounce pass that is dropped there by Ballard. It was a beautiful looking play that just didn't finish off the way they wanted. Fired a pass down to Powell under the basket. He went up for it and drew a foul. Couldn't get the bucket. He'll be shooting free throws here in just a moment. Chris Robinson called for his second foul. Noah Powell shooting two. 4:37 left to play. First free throw from Powell is good. A 7-point advantage now for the Lions as this gym goes silent for a moment. Second free throw rolls around and then finally goes through. They get it to Voiles on the inbound. He brings it up court as Prattville relieves a little bit of that pressure for a moment. Lobbing pass to Caleb Ballard in the paint goes up and again is rejected by Anthony Cowling. Deshaun Hall with Prattville as they have the 8-point lead. Hall will pass to Dickerson. Dickerson passing back to Hall. We're coming down to the final 4 minutes of play. Deshaun Hall will drive inside, spinning back out, and again, he will retreat. Just running around here and playing around, trying to run clock off at this point. And a timeout is called.
Indians yet to show much care that they're just running around, just Deshaun Hall having his way there. Indians need to press up a little bit here if they're going to keep themselves in the game.
There's 3:50 left to go. It's 44-36. Lions with the advantage. It was Prattville who called the timeout as they have possession. Deshaun Hall essentially burned off about 25 seconds there, just running in circles, essentially. And now Hall will inbound for the Lions. Hall gets it into Dickerson. Works his way back up court. He still has it, looking for someone to pass to. Finds Hall in the paint. No look pass there that doesn't go through on the effort from Cowling to put it in. But Deshaun Hall is there for the grab and the putback, including the foul. They'll get an and one shot coming in just a moment. 3:37 left. And the lead has grown to 10 in favor of Prattville. One free throw coming here in just a moment. And it's good as well. Well, the advantage has grown to 11 now for Prattville as the struggles have kind of stacked upon itself for Wetumpka. Looking for a pass there to Robinson. He'll give it over to Ballard. Ballard goes in with the one-hand jam. And finally, a little bit of life again for this Indians team. They still trail by 9. You can hear it getting quiet. Finally, some noise again for the Indians. But immediately, Prattville finds an answer as Jersey Farbs races down and easily lays one in. Up by 11 again. 3 minutes left to play. Robinson pulls a three. Bottom. Great shot from Robinson. Cuts it back to 8. Indians have their work cut out for them, but they've made a couple shots in a row now to help get back in it. Hall in the paint now, looking for somewhere to go with it. Kicks outside. 3-pointer from the far wing, and that's good as well. Noah Powell makes it. And again, the advantage 11.
Indians in dire need of a couple answers here because it seems like one isn't enough tonight.
Robinson pulls another three, this time off the mark. Dickerson got the board, bringing it up now with less than 2:30 to play. Bounce passing over to Farbs. Dickerson now with it with 2:15 left. Back up top. This is Deshaun Hall again. Hall will drive down the paint. He's got a wide open lane there and a foul called as he misses the shot.
A little bit late there, you know. You figured they'd call it as soon as he slapped, but I guess not.
I think they got him accurately on that one. Called for the foul there with 2:03 left. Deshaun Hall will shoot two free throws with an 11-point lead over the Indians. Free throw is good. As Deshaun Hall and the Lions have come alive here. And they're at the end of the third quarter and carrying into this fourth. They have really been the dominant force. Make sure to stay tuned for our City of Wetumpka post-game show, or pardon me, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. As Farbs will drive inside, he can't make it after that missed free throw. Prattville was able to get the board. They still couldn't take advantage of anything further. Indians in transition had a chance with it with Chris Robinson as he lost control. It went out of bounds, but it was last touched by Prattville. 1:46 left now as Chris Robinson has it for the Indians. He'll step back, thought about a three, gives to Suddeth instead, who lays it in for two. Timeout called by Coach Thomas after the Suddeth bucket. 1:37 left. The Indians have cut it back to 10, but a lot of work to do here in the last 97 seconds of play. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. And a strong showing from this Prattville team here in the second half. Indians have their work cut out for them here as we resume play. Deshaun Hall will inbound to Dickerson. Dickerson racing up court. He'll fire off a pass to Powell, thought about a three, drives down the baseline instead. Timeout called by Prattville after just 8 seconds of play there. And Prattville wants to talk about it now, too.
As you said, Gavin, Indians have a lot of work to put in. 10 points with 89 seconds left. That's going to be a lot of hard work. But I believe the Indians can do this as long as they stop making those lazy passes and they lock down on that defense.
1:29 left to go. The first step would be to get a stop here. You need a stop, you need a quick bucket, two or three, whichever would do, just to give the team some life. Deshaun Hall inbounding from the baseline for the Lions. He'll float one to Dickerson. Dickerson retreating, facing a lot of pressure. Indians almost fouled, but nearly stolen away instead. Farbs has it now with 1:20 left. He's facing pressure from Chris Robinson, and now Deshaun Hall has it. Hall double covered here. He'll fire one off to Dickerson. Dickerson moving around and now holding on to it. This is Farbs. He'll pass back to Dickerson. 1 minute left on the clock now. Indians just cannot force a stop. They won't foul either. And so Prattville's realizing they don't have to shoot. They can just run around as long as they want here. As Deshaun Hall continues to play keep away. They give to Dickerson now, 45 seconds, and finally a foul from Chris Robinson.
Fouls on the Indians, number four, Chris Robinson, that's his third. Team fifth.
Third foul against Robinson. That one puts Prattville into the bonus. They will shoot two free throws here with Damian Dickerson. First free throw off the mark. And you at least get a little bit of a stop here if you're Wetumpka, thanks to that miss. Second free throw is good. It's an 11-point lead now for the Lions. Tried to roll it in, but they still had one man back there to keep them from doing that. Robinson gives to Voiles. Voiles pulls a long three that takes a bounce and can't go. Prattville gets the rebound here with Jersey Farbs. 30 seconds left to go. Dickerson now has it, 25, as we get this one to come to a close. Indians will fall short in this one and end a win streak of six games. 15 seconds left as a foul will be called, this time against Miller Lombardi with 12.8 on the clock.
Yeah, and with this game closing, that six-game win streak, like you said, will come to an end, and that will hurt for the Indians, not allowing them to become 10-3, but making themselves 9-4.
12.8 seconds left Indians have it after both the free throws were made. It's 56-43. Final seconds coming down. Robinson will pull a three-pointer. Can't pad the stats at all. He'll miss that as time will expire. And we go to a final score of 56-43. Prattville gets the victory over the Indians here as the Lions move to 6-6. The Indians fall to 9-4. When we come back, we'll talk with head coach Stephen Thomas and wrap things up from Prattville in a 56-43 final score on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Well, welcome you into the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. The Indians falling short in this one, 56-43 to the Lions. In a tough battle there. They led through the first two quarters of play, and then late in that third quarter, that's when Prattville really managed to come alive, and they really took off with it there in the fourth quarter. It's a little bit frustrating, obviously, to see for this Indians team, but again, this is a 7A opponent that you're going up against, a team that you know you're capable of beating, so it feels a little bit, I guess, worse in your mind when you know you're capable of beating a team like this, but there's a lot of talent on this Indians team that just wasn't able to come out on top here tonight. Indians falling now to 9-4. They will have Tallahassee tomorrow night, that game out at Tallahassee High School. We'll have the call of that one tomorrow night as well on 105.1 WRFS, along with the Wetumpka Sports Network Facebook and Wetumpka High Athletics Live. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, please make sure to subscribe to the new channel that we have. Again, if you can recall, our original channel was taken down. We're hoping to try and build back up the following a little bit, get you guys all the content that you deserve for Wetumpka Athletics. We appreciate everybody who is tuned into this one and was able to watch here tonight. Excited for what's to come tomorrow when the Indians take on the Tallahassee Tigers once again. But Chandler, it was really, for Prattville, it was Cowling who had such a strong night from the paint. He was able to really just shut down the majority of what Wetumpka was looking for there on the attack. Multiple times, multiple blocks, Indians just could not seem to take advantage of it.
Yeah, majority of the Indians' points come from the paint, and with Cowling just absolutely dominating them, just not allowing any points down there in the paint really at all. It was just really an upset for the Indians. It's hard to get past that, you know. The Indians' three-point percentage isn't at its highest that it could be, so they result to getting down in the paint. And like I said, with Cowling down there, it's just really hard to continue to play like that.
Indians falling in a final score of 56-43. We'll take a break when we come back, and we will wrap things up from here as the Indians fall short here tonight. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. We'll take a break on the Call Your Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Come on, come to Collier.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley alongside Chandler Ward. Indians falling short 56-43 to the Lions here. And we're now joined by head coach Stephen Thomas. And coach, you took a moment to go talk with the team here just a few minutes ago after the loss. I'd have to know what you kind of expressed to the group after this one.
You want verbatim?
Within radio regulations, if you don't mind.
So, I mean, we're a talented team, and that's what a talented team going to be tough to beat, but we give way too many turnovers. We're too sloppy with passes. We're too careless with passes, and that's what's going to get us beat against better teams. Like when we can't expect to compete for at the highest level in 6A and expect to win games against those teams if we just go out careless with the basketball. We work on it every day. With what we do with drills, and it has to translate against better teams. That's what's going to get us beat.
We kind of overheard you talking over one of those timeouts about the struggles to inbound there, especially in the second half. And it seemed like you maybe drew up a couple things and maybe they just didn't execute the way that you had hopefully planned.
It's the same stuff we run in practice that we were running for the 4 years I've been here. Just simple press break so we can get it in and go. The moment we set it up and got it, we got a layup. It's just us not executing to the best that we can and just expecting one, two, three people to make something happen as opposed to getting us set into something, getting up and down the court, not overworking ourselves and putting us in positions to be successful. And that's really the tell of this game. We didn't execute to the best of our ability. We did good on the defensive end to start, but the second half, whenever we can't execute on the offensive end and turn it over, you're giving better teams more opportunities to score the ball.
I do want to look at that first half for just a second. You did hold the lead going into the locker room, held the lead after that first quarter as well. Is there anything you take away from that that's kind of a positive going into tomorrow's game?
We've been playing defense at a high level the last, 10 games. And you saw that with the first half. But like I said, better teams are going to eventually start hitting shots. So you have to be able to take care of the ball. You have to be able to execute at a high level to be able to lean on that defense just a little bit more, especially when they start hitting shots. But when you give them opportunity after you defend at a high level, you're going to get tired. And that's what happened tonight. We just gave Prattville way more opportunities in the second half, and we couldn't match it on the offensive end because we were turning the ball over.
Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Looking forward to tomorrow's game.
All right, thank you.
That was our talk with head coach Stephen Thomas as the Indians fall short 56-43. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus with Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett. They're your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Want to thank everyone for tuning in here tonight for the final time. Gavin Baxley and Chandler Ward, the Indians falling short 56-43. Our next broadcast will be tomorrow night. The Indians will take on Tallahassee with our broadcast beginning roughly around 5:30. Whenever the JV matchup ends, we will immediately start about 10 minutes prior to tip-off of the girls' game, and then we'll have boys' coverage as well tomorrow again at Tallahassee. And for tonight's matchup, though, a 56-43 final. Thanks for tuning in. Go Indians. All Wetumpka Indians athletics events are proudly brought to you on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.